Welcome back to Amazing Horse Country. Amazing Horse Country is a unique and positive style of relational horsemanship. We're down to earth, honest, and well, we just really enjoy horses. Liberty and riding, the same thing? In most circles, they'd be considered independent and unrelated. Liberty is generally practiced as its own exercise, separate from anything else we might do with our horse. The answer to whether liberty and riding are the same thing depends entirely on what we think liberty means in the context of horsemanship. So, what is liberty? There are exercises touted as liberty that are tantamount to trick riding. That is, the horse is taught to do something via cue, via a repetitive training process. The word liberty is used because there is no physical connection between the horse and handler. Handlers may employ tools, motions, and sounds to cue the horse to the trained maneuver. Horses can be taught to do many amazing tricks, and this has a high degree of entertainment value for audiences. In a broader, more common sense, liberty is synonymous with freedom, the freedom to choose. And we would all agree that being taught how to do a trick and choosing our own path are two different things. Thus, true liberty is simply the horse doing what they already know how to do. It's all in nature. When we watch a horse with their herd running freely in the pasture, we're observing a horse at liberty. And in that liberty, the horse can choose to follow a leader. When we watch a herd of horses moving together, observe a flock of birds in formation, or a group of fish swimming, we'll notice something that they all have in common. They move as one. The leader doesn't use sticks and cues and tricks to get the others in the herd or the flock to do what they want. No repetitive cue-based teaching is involved, nor is it required. They simply do it because it's instinctive. It's entirely 100% natural. This innate ability is predicated on instinctual communication. Horses and other animals employ techniques of communication that humans also intrinsically understand, but are seldom consciously aware of. Those techniques are space, energy, empathy, and presentation. Liberty, then, is a product of two things. One, the desire of the human to learn and practice the language of the horse, and two, the desire of the horse to follow the human in the way they naturally would another horse. Commonalities. It goes without saying that sharing a common language is necessary for functional communication. Consider two cultures meeting for the first time. Each one of them has a different spoken language. They can advance in their communication in several ways. One culture learns the other's language, they learn each other's, or they come up with an entirely new way of communicating. The latter is the most difficult because both parties need to start from scratch to create and learn something. But that's exactly what happens in the equine community. We're taught methods of communicating with horses that might be closer to how humans communicate with each other, but far removed from how horses naturally communicate. Clearly, horses cannot speak nor understand human language. They do not have the vocal capabilities nor the language center in the brain required to parse the complexities of human speech. And we certainly don't need to come up with a new language when the horse is already adept at their own. So what does that leave us? One option, we master their language. And it's not hard because it's a primal part of human communication, too. We all agree that an understanding of the core language of the horse, which I need to emphasize at this point, is not body language, would support our communication and thus riding. Perhaps this is one point in which schools of horsemanship diverge, simply because we need to make a choice in our primary style. We choose to learn the language of the horse, or we work to teach the horse a cue-based language created by humans. Liberty as a pursuit. A functional and rewarding pursuit is learning the language of the horse and thus exploring and utilizing all the capabilities that nature has already granted us. Liberty is that pursuit in action. Liberty begins with a commitment to three beliefs. 1. The horse is exceptionally proficient in a language, that of the horse. 2. The horse can move in incredibly athletic ways without training. And 3. The horse can follow with remarkable precision. When we employ liberty, we capitalize on those facts. A fantastic aspect of viewing liberty in this light is that it puts the onus on us to not only learn horse, but to learn, practice, and demonstrate exceptional leadership. When we commit to that path, our perception of the horse changes. It becomes elevated. We see horses not as a simple animal that needs to be trained, but as a conscious, thinking, intelligent species with incredible capabilities. We feel an incredible connection to our horse because we are connected through their language. We are no longer constrained to using aids as controls to get the horse to do something. What we do in liberty is entirely natural, a horse following another horse. And it is enjoyable for both horse and human. In liberty, the horse is a mirror of the human because they choose it. They choose it because they enjoy the experience, it meets their needs, and provides them purpose. Connecting the dots. Liberty is an energetically powerful, athletic connection between human and horse. A connection where we present with clarity in order for our horse to follow us with precision. A connection that is independent of our position, be it in front of the horse, beside the horse, or on their back. Liberty, from the perspective of the horse, is simply this: pride in following with precision. Liberty exercises are fundamentally important to riding, as this is the venue in which we create the required connection to horses that we need to be able to ride them. And when I say ride, I need to emphasize this is something we do with a horse, not something we do to a horse. When we ride, we simply continue to communicate the same way we do on the ground. We present ourselves in the same way. The horse follows in the same way. Liberty can be considered a definition of the relationship we have with our horse, one that encapsulates everything we do with them, including riding. We can also think of liberty as a required component or even a precursor to riding, a venue in which proficiency needs to be attained prior to a first ride. Liberty, if we define it within the parameters of exceptional leadership married with precision followership, can be an integral part of riding, or maybe even a definition of riding. Are riding and liberty the same thing, then? I'll let you decide. Thanks for listening to the Amazing Horse Country Podcast. Want to do more than just listen? Well, I'd love to see you in one of my clinics at the beautiful Amazing Horse Country Ranch or at a facility near you, wherever in the world you happen to be. You can also join us online in our regular Horsemanship Live show. It's a live, interactive format where we discuss topics you suggest, help you with your horse training and riding, and demonstrate all the amazing concepts of positive relational horsemanship. You can find all the details right on our homepage at amazinghorsecountry.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for Amazing Horse Country. Until next time, take care and have fun with your horse.